Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. They're stacked up. We're going to take them in order. Ross of Lake Mills, my friend, thank you for calling. And by the way, you're the third caller. You win a T-shirt. And so stay on the line afterwards and give Luke your mailing info. So, Ross, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Listen, I retired from the post office about 3 years ago, so I really appreciate the information with Joy and what's going on with that and keeping us updated. Thank you. My other question is, I don't understand, and maybe you can explain, why Foxconn would go ahead and put all the investment and not do anything. I don't. What is it that they're doing for their best interest? Because I don't get it.
Yeah, and you're talking about Foxconn, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. No, that's a good, you know, that's a perceptive question. Let me address that, Russ. Foxconn has put some money in, you know. I mean, they've built some buildings down there. Unfortunately, Mount Pleasant and Racine have bonded close to $1 billion. Have you noticed all the road work down there? It'd be nice if some of that road work were somewhere else, around Wausau or Superior or Eau Claire or Green Bay or Prairie du Chien or Janesville or Madison or Milwaukee. We need road work too, but down there they have state-of-the-art road work because of Foxconn. It's a lot of money. A lot of people got thrown out of their homes. But the fact is that Foxconn put some money in. So what is the reason? In other words, your question is a good one. This Foxconn, the con, has gone on now since 2017. It's coming on 4 years. Walker got snookered, but there is the unexplained piece of it. Foxconn also has put in money. It has put in money. So why are they doing this? Now, part of the reason was that Trump requested they do it. This is a huge multinational. And if they spend $500 million or $1 billion in Racine, it's a very, very minor expenditure for them. Trump wanted it. He thought that it would help him and Walker in their reelection campaigns, bringing industrial jobs to Wisconsin. They could shine everybody on having done it, even though there were no jobs, and it would help. It backfired. Walker was a disaster, and Trump, it was a disaster what he did with the pandemic, and they both lost. So why shouldn't they leave now? Well, here's the deal. Here is the deal. I think they do want to leave. They've already sunk this money in, basically inveigled, tricked by Trump. Not really. You can't cheat an honest man. And the fact of the matter is that they're a big part of it. But the other reason they did it is trade. And listen to this. This is important. If they own a U.S. facility and they're a Chinese joint, they're, you know, it's Taiwan, but then all that's where he's from. But their major plant, their big plant where the workers try to commit suicide is in the mainland China and in the Chi-Coms. If under the Trump trade agreements and the trade actions, if you own an American plant, you can basically get goods into the country without paying tariffs. You can get goods into the country without paying tariffs. So initially they thought, okay, we'll make them over there and then we'll sell them over there and we won't have to pay tariffs. And we can get Wisconsin, Walker, an idiot to pay for much of what we have to do. Up to $4.5 billion, by the way. And yeah, we'll pay something too, but it'll really be a savings on the tariffs. Well, now Biden's in there and no one knows what Biden's going to do on the tariffs. It looks like he isn't changing them right now, quite frankly. It looks like he's being tougher on China than Trump was. So if Foxconn is on the ground here and has a factory, theoretically they can make things here and avoid the tariffs. That's the main sweetener to them. The fact is that the leader of their company left. He ran for president of Taiwan. It went nowhere. The rest of these people are floundering. They're going to make a lot more money in mainland China and elsewhere. They can't come up with a product to make in Racine. And they certainly aren't going to do it, Ross, at $53,000 a year. They promised 13,000 jobs at $53,000 a year. Then they said, well, we meant spin-off jobs. Somebody will start a barbershop or a restaurant nearby to service the workers. Those are jobs. No, 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 no. It's your jobs. See, they will fight and they will do the Chi-Com thing. is what they will do. It was a bad deal for us, but that is the original reason. Now they're somewhat stranded. They could still benefit from a trade point of view if they do it the way I described, but they can't find a product to make. Thanks a lot for calling in. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, that's, you know, Robin Voss, you know, he wanted to join WEDIC, I think, simply to help protect Foxconn. I mean, I think
right.
he is.
He said it. Know, he said it. He said it publicly to protect Foxconn. That's what he said.
You know, and screw Foxconn. I mean, the Terry Gall, I mean, that back in the bad old days, you know, that, you know, Terry Gall would be up on a cross and, you know, as the Romans did with their criminals, that they, and they left the bodies up there to rot. I mean, that, but his, you can't do that, of course, in today, but I mean that the guy should be just, have no, you know, that he's a con man. He's just another con man, and Scott Ross is a mid-level con man, and so, you know, I mean, Scott Walker is a middle-level con man, and so is Robin Voss, and these guys, how people just swallow this stuff, and they still are popular with their base, and I can't get it. I don't get it. But the other piece of good news that I heard today is that we're actually recognizing that the Crown Prince over in Saudi Arabia actually ordered the murder of Khashoggi, and we're hopefully going to sanction Saudi Arabia. I mean, that perhaps we can't do it because of the whole oil thing, but at least we're recognizing the fact that the House of Saud is just a bunch of murdering thugs, and that we have to recognize them as such. And I don't imagine Joe Biden's going to be going over there and kissing the orb like Donald Trump did. Than getting a
right. Yeah. You know, you raise a good point on the Saudi Arabian thing. I'm going to talk about it a little now. It's a big topic of this show today. And anything that I don't get in before the break, I'll continue. But if you remember, Trump went over there and he did kiss that orb. There was, and I don't know if it was a religious thing or what it was, but it's a glowing orb. And they all put their hands on it. And then he put his hands on it. And, you know, Biden ain't going to be doing that. Okay. Biden ain't going to be doing that. Last night, Trump called the king, not the crown prince, his father, the king, because he's the head guy. He's the head guy. And then he had Austin call the crown prince. And they gave him a heads up. They said, this is coming out. Khashoggi, Jamal Khashoggi, was an American citizen, wrote for the Washington Post. He goes to the Saudi Arabian consulate a couple of years ago. In Turkey, he's going to marry a woman and he needs an Islamic divorce. He wanted a religious paper. They say, oh, come here. So he comes in and all of a sudden he sees a guy with a chainsaw. He goes, my, that's a big chainsaw. And Chainsaw Charlie, they call him Bonesaw. That is the crown prince. He's very fond of the chainsaw to cut bones. They hold him down. They kill him and cut him up, put him in a diplomatic sack, take him on an airplane, fly him to Saudi Arabia. I mean, that's cold. That is very cold. A Chainsaw Charlie did. Trump knew it. He didn't do anything. Biden, they'd ordered an investigation, and they are going to publicize it. Now, what do you do with Saudi Arabia? What do you do with Saudi Arabia? Because we are using Saudi bases for military purposes. There's a split in their government between the Wahhabi terrorists, who are the ones that beat women and won't let them drive and can't show their ankles, and then the royal family, who are stealing a lot of money and live in Europe whenever they can. One of these days, it'll be the French Revolution. People are going to rise up, and that's going to be it. A lot more to talk about that issue when I get back from the break. 844-967-2789. Back after the break.